So what have we learned? We have learned that this is a repeat. It's a daily repeat. Nothing new under the sun. It's a simulation. You know it's a simulation because it's all going to burn up one day. The Bible says there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. And we know the self doesn't really exist. The self is selfish, and selfishness does not exist. It's fake reality bubble. And so we lied to ourselves. The system lied. And so we're going through the cycles to birth into from a natural creature, flesh creature, to a spiritual creature. We learned that the Bible says they speak evil of you because you don't run with them to the same excess of riot. Excess and riot. When you don't run with them to the same excess of riot, they speak evil of you, right? You go to work, go home, mind your own business, you know. Try to do things in a legit way. Legitimate way. And so we're stuck down here until we get raptured out or die. And so we're stuck down here, and so what do we do while we're stuck? The only thing we can do is give out the good news that Jesus alone saves. I do some observations. I observe the I observe the repeat to learn how this, you know, if you pay attention to like your thoughts or what you say or what other people say or do, you can actually see stuff happen in a repeat. In other words, if I say a certain word or think a certain thought or have a conversation with somebody and then something happens, a bird shows up or a tree falls. I noticed last week there was a lot of tree limbs falling on picnic tables. It was kind of bizarre. I wasn't able to decode it. It might have to do with the season that we're in. And today it's raining. Okay, so I'm starting a big project today and it's just raining like crazy. Why didn't it start raining yesterday? It's almost like a test. Anytime you're doing something, some kind of job or work or some kind of project to get done, then there's always a resistance. Anytime you're moving to the next level, there's always some kind of resistance, right? And are you gonna push through? Or are you going to let the weather? So there's a Bible verse about that, or a couple Bible verses in Proverbs. It's like a test of your character, you know. Are you going to make it through it, even if it's raining or cold? Or are you going to sit there and cry and complain? You know, it's almost like everything that we do has a Bible verse related to it. And so you know, the lazy person says, oh no, it's raining, I'm not going outside. Or the lazy person says, it's cold outside, I'm not going. Or it's too hot. Or there's a line in the street, there's always an excuse, you know. The lazy person always can find an excuse. And so it's almost as if I'm actually waking up to another, I'm starting to see, starting to decode this place at another level as I'm talking. So everything is Bible. A new project is starting, a 10-day project, and it's raining like crazy. And do we just say, oh, well, we can't do it? No, you keep going. Rain, sleet, snow. And so there's a couple Bible verses in Proverbs about that. Seriously. Like, when there's adversity, do you stop or you just push through to the other side, you know? Do you stop or push through to the other side? Do you let the 3D matrix slow you down from your 5D goals, whatever they are? And when I say 5D, I can interchange that with thoughts or spirit, because your mind is spirit. You have a thought that you want to do something, job-wise, work-wise, accomplish something. Do you let the bumps in the road stop you? Is it God's will? Does it have to be done? Was it already planned? Are you going to let that stop you? There's a line outside in the field. Are you not going to build because there's a line out there? You can get you a bow and arrow or a gun or whatever and protect yourself while you're working. Oh no, there's a snake under my house. I can't get under there and finish my work, the plumbing or whatever you're doing. So what do? You go get some snake away and run it off. If we take this down at a deeper level, on a fractal level, there's a lot of people that don't want to get up out of bed, go to work, because they, many reasons, they're afraid of people or problems, or they got to take a bus or whatever. But you just get up and go. And I'm actually preaching to myself about doing my rideshare again. I kind of had all these obstacles about not doing it, but I need to just go ahead and start back. You actually make more money when it's raining when you do rideshare. Because a lot of people don't want to drive in the rain, which I don't blame them, because it's dangerous. But that goes back to the line in the field. So what is the gist of the message today? I just speak whatever flows, you know. A lot of people resist stepping out of their comfort zone. But it's a test of character. And you have to judge for yourself. But I remember when I was first learning the trade that I'm doing now, a long time ago, it was out of my comfort zone. I had to stretch. I had to go to the bookstore and study how to do locks and study how to do AC and study how to do a lot of stuff. Now you can watch it on YouTube in the comfort of your home, but I had to go to the bookstore and read books about it. And as I look back, I remember when all the bookstores were shutting down, you could go in there and sit and just go through some books. And it's almost like it was all pre-planned. You look back and you were like, why are these bookstores shutting down? And then boom, internet, boom, AI, boom, streaming platforms, boom, it was right there at your fingertips. AI can tell you how to do like I got on my computer, I was asking AI what kind of Linux programs are beneficial. I mean, what are the most popular Linux programs that you could download and use on your machine? Before, you couldn't do that. And it actually tells you, and then it tells you how to load it, you know? If you notice, there's a lot of records being broken in the Olympics. Even in high school, there's a lot of records because I think people are starting to realize to eat right, eat better, certain disciplines. Mankind is getting stronger, faster, smarter, little bit by little bit. But these athletes, they train. And the reason that's the word train is because it's they're training. It's a simulation training program for the race, for the swim, or for the whatever it is, whatever sport they're training for. So the training program is what this place is. God is pushing you to the next level. If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the fruit of the land, right? If you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the fruit of the land. In front of me is a car with the YMCA. And for some reason yesterday or the day before, a thought of the YMCA just flashed through my mind. It was very fast, and then there it is on the back of that car. And 2 days ago, I was thinking about how when you die, people say that your whole life flashes before your eyes. And I've heard that a lot. People who die and then they get back up, you know. You hear that. And I was thinking maybe that the reason that is it's a tape player. Your mind is like a digital tape player. It's already played out, it's already written, but it just kind of rolls. Okay, so you die and it flashes before your eyes because it's winding up the cassette or the tape or the CD or whatever you want to call it, typology. It's just rewinding, and it's rewinding real fast, all the stuff that you did, and it flashes before your eyes because it was all recorded ahead of time, or it was recorded when you did it and it had to be go back to the start because you're dying, so it had to go back to the start so it could replay when you meet God. It's all being recorded. It's either already written, it is written, or it's being recorded, or it's both, and it's probably both. It's usually both. We have a tendency to think, well, it's this or that, but a lot of times it's both and, you know. And it's hard to understand that from the 3D, but from a spiritual side, you can understand it's both and, not just and or. I'm in the drive-thru, so yes. A lot of times from the natural realm, it's just and or, but when you throw in the spiritual realm and you move from 3D to 5D, it's both and. And you say, well, how's that possible? Because the spirit realm's counterintuitive to the natural mind, you know? And so it can be both and. Just like quantum physics, quantum computers, you know, instead of one and zero, they're doing all the calculations at the same time, you know? And so that's how it is in the spirit realm. It's all happening now. It's hard to understand it from a 3D perspective, but when you look at it from outside of 3D, a 5D, 7D, 9D, you can see that it's all happening now. And so when you die, everything that happened is recorded, but also it was already written. The choices you made were already there, like the Matrix movie. He says, why am I here? She said, that's not the question. She said, that's not the question. Why you're here is not the question. The question is, why did you make the choice that you made? So it's actually about your character, right? Why did you make that choice? Why did you make the choice? You already knew you were going to be there. You were going to do it, but why did you make the choice? What is it about your character or your spirit or your choice or your will or whatever? Is it God's will or is it your will? Why did you do that? Did you do it because your family bloodline? Did you do it because your culture, the programming of the culture? Why did you choose that? Why did you do it? Why did you make that choice? Jesus followed the Father's will to the T. You know, he followed the script to the T. A lot of people live their whole life and they just do their own will. They don't do God's will, ever. And then the end of life, they realize, oh, I messed up. Thank God that, you know, some people could be mad and jealous. Oh, well, I've been following God's will my whole life, but this person got saved. See, that's the wrong way of thinking. This person woke up towards the end of life. Well, that's good. Praise God. You don't know about the heartache that they suffered and went through and all the years that they went through all that pain. If somebody wakes up at the end of life, don't be jealous because they didn't really have fun. Look at all the fun they had. It really wasn't that much fun, really. The flesh is not, it gets old. Having a sound mind and having peace, that's fun. Having contentment and an orderly mind and living in peace. Yeah, it looks like they're having fun, but you don't know about all the arguing and all the fighting and all the jail time and all the worries and he said, she said, and the drama and all that. You don't know the bad stuff. So a lot of times when somebody's jealous of somebody else's life, because they wish they could do bad, but they're under legalism, instead of getting their heart right and doing it because it's the right thing to do or acting right or thinking right, they do it because of some kind of jealousy or something, you know? I mean, they have a hidden agenda in their heart. I'm backing up, so I'm trying to do two things at once and think about what I'm saying. You know, this religiosity is not where it's at. It's all about the heart. If you've been walking with God and somebody else hadn't and they get saved, praise God. Don't be jealous because they lived in the world. There's nothing in the world for you, you know? All right, I gotta go. I gotta cut this off. Who knows what the title is gonna be? I have to think about it.